With your latest news, I'm Karsley Fuller. MPs are expected to debate a bill that will give more oversight powers to Cabinet with regards to the National Conservation Council. The National Conservation Amendment Bill 2026, gazetted this week, does two things. It expands the definition of alien species and it, quote, confirms the constitutional executive authority of Cabinet. The bill, if passed by MPs in Parliament, will repeal and replace Section 13 of the National Conservation Act, which currently says the Council may delegate any of its functions other than making orders and issuing directives to the Director of the Department of Environment or any committee or subcommittee of its members. The proposed new section says the Council may not delegate to any person any of its powers conferred on it by the Act, except when it considers such delegation, quote, necessary for it to carry out its functions under the law. The new subsection also adds that the Council would need to receive specific written consent from Cabinet for such delegation, that with written notice, the Cabinet can at any time revoke the power so delegated, and finally, that Cabinet can revoke its consent and direct the Council to revoke any delegated powers, quote, as it sees fit. The alien species change adds a time period to the definition in the law, which, if approved, will now be alien species mean a species whose natural range for the preceding 100-year period does not include the Cayman Islands. You can find the full bill online at gov.ky/publications. A jury will begin deliberating the case of a youth worker charged with indecent assault, inviting a child to engage in sexual activity, and breach of position of trust. The defendant denies the allegations during testimony, and reporting restrictions remain in effect to protect the complainant's identity. The trial is expected to resume in the main court building at 10 a.m. And the Cayman Islands welcomed more than 45,000 stayover visitors in July, a 10% increase over the same month last year, and the destination's, quote, ninth consecutive month of tourism growth. Here's Radio Cayman's Jeffy Ebanks.
Between January and July, stayover arrivals reached a record 333,747 visitors, up 11% year over year. The United States remained the strongest market, with arrivals increasing 12%, while European visitation grew by 12.7%. Although cruise passenger numbers declined by 23% in July, year-to-date cruise arrivals remain 4% ahead of 2025. Tourism officials say stronger visitor numbers have boosted hotel occupancy, room rates, and tourism revenue, providing continued support for the wider economy. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
In regional news, a Supreme Court judge has granted the government an interim injunction forcing members of the Bahamas Educators Managerial Union, who went on strike, to return to work. Following months of grievances over unresolved issues, members of the BMU went on strike Tuesday, forcing public schools across the country to close early on the second day of school. Hours later, a justice approved an interim injunction in favor of the Ministers of Education and the Attorney General against BMU, ordering them to return to work. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Karsley Fuller.
BBC News with Ron Brown. The head of the World Meteorological Organization has warned that governments must prepare for an exceptionally strong El Niño, which could last until early next year. Celeste Saulo said the heat in the Pacific Ocean was exceeding anything previously recorded. She said leaders needed to plan for intense heat waves and changing rainfall. Wildfires burning in Indonesia are spreading toxic haze across Southeast Asia. Millions of people have been affected by worsening air quality, including in Malaysia and the Philippines. Spain's Prime Minister says there's no solid evidence that Morocco orchestrated the mass influx of migrants into the North African territory of Ceuta. Pedro Sanchez told Parliament no one foresaw the crossing of more than 70,000 people in July. Rights groups in Sudan have warned that food is being used as a weapon of war after trucks carrying UN supplies were hit by an airstrike in South Kordofan state. More than 50 tons of food was destroyed and one person was killed. Kenya's President William Ruto has ordered a crackdown on foreigners running small businesses. He said immigrants should not run small shops reserved for locals. The Israeli army says it's investigating after troops opened fire in a Palestinian village in the occupied West Bank, killing two young Palestinians. Local officials said the teenagers had been trying to stop settlers stealing sheep. Russia says it will close German cultural centres in a growing row about an attempted drone attack on Leipzig airport. Germany has blamed Moscow for last month's attack. BBC News.